The tax system in Pakistan is constitutionally required to be fair, just, and equitable. However, a review of the current system reveals a concerning trend. Those who are tax compliant are increasingly burdened, while those who avoid the tax net, often by conducting transactions outside the banking system, face little to no consequences. The salaried class exemplifies this disparity. Despite being among the most tax-compliant segments, regularly filing returns and having taxes withheld at source by employers, they frequently face increased tax rates and the erosion or elimination of available tax benefits. This unjust treatment is often justified by the government's inability to collect adequate revenue from other sectors due to weak enforcement or political constraints. As a result, the salaried class becomes the default target for higher taxation. While this may offer short-term relief in revenue collection, it undermines long-term objectives and fuels a culture that incentivizes staying outside the tax net. With the federal budget due within a month, this is an opportune moment to advocate for reforms that support the salaried class, drawing inspiration from international best practices. It's worth noting that the government has projected a 55% increase in revenue collection from the salaried class for the current fiscal year compared to the previous year's collection of 368 billion rupees. This increased reliance on the salaried segment will make it more challenging to introduce equitable and supportive tax measures. However, these challenges can be overcome with political will, sound policy design, and robust enforcement. It is concerning that tax laws are often amended under pressure from external lenders, yet domestic reforms that promote fairness across all income groups are rarely prioritized. First and foremost, the tax rates applicable to the salaried class must be revisited. The current tax-free threshold should be raised from 0.6 million rupees to 1.2 million rupees per annum. Moreover, Pakistan rarely indexes its tax brackets to inflation, a globally accepted practice that prevents fiscal drag or bracket creep. Indexing ensures that rising nominal incomes due to inflation do not result in higher effective tax burdens, especially for low and middle income earners. Far too often, modest salary increments are negated by disproportionate increases in tax liabilities. Another issue that lies with tax rates of salaried class includes that if a person's annual salary exceeds 4.1 million rupees, a flat 35% tax rate applies, down from a previous threshold of 6 million rupees, creating a steep cliff effect. There is a clear need to introduce additional tax slabs to avoid such abrupt increases. Additionally, inconsistencies between income slabs also merit attention. A salary increase from 2.2 million rupees to 3.2 million rupees results in a marginal tax rate hike of 5.26%, whereas an increase from 3.2 million rupees to 4.1 million rupees leads to a lesser rise of 3.64%.